My name is Reginald Sinclair Lewis. The name in this piece is Say Our Names. It is certainly deeply heartening to see throngs of Americans of all ages, races, educational, economic, and social strata marching side by side, fists clenched, raised, as they shout Black Lives Matter in a powerful new civil rights movement for police reform galvanized by the televised public lynching of George Floyd by four cops on the street of Minneapolis. We are witnesses to a raging sea change of the culture, the rapid obliteration of the old world, the burgeoning of a national and global racist consciousness and conscience. But for countless no-name black men and women behind bars, our death begins with a life sentence imposed by racist white judges, prosecutors, and juries. In appeal after appeal, we place a plethora of star chamber judges, personally selected to seal our fate. They give deference to the often perjurious testimony of police officers, detectives, medical examiners, and forensic experts. Filed and written habeas corpus in federal court is also an act of futility. The Anti-Terrorism Death Penalty Act makes it extremely difficult for judges to hear appeals or even in grant evidentiary hearings. We should ask this Congress to repeal the act and restore the protections of the sacred writ. And why not establish a national database to monitor corrupt judges and prosecutors? Statistics and facts can be gathered state by state, county by county, case by case. The evidence of their racial bias and animus, incontrovertible, circumstantial, and direct, can then be used to recall them from the bench. If we are to restructure white supremacy as a social construction, we cannot ignore the fact that law enforcement and the penal system are wedded in an evil symbiosis of a wicked plot with an overwhelmingly white male patriarchal judiciary that converges into a straight line that leads African Americans into prison. Say our names.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.